shortly after Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock won his runoff re-election bid, giving the Democrats a 51-49 lead in the U.S. Senate. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced she was leaving the Democratic Party to become an independent. Joining us now to discuss what this all means is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dan, for having me. And when you look at Sinema's switch to being independent, when you look at the Senate, they have now 48 Democrats, 49 Republicans, but three independents who are going to caucus with the Democrats.
So what is this going to mean for the actual shift of balance of power and committeeships in the Senate?
I don't think it's going to mean much because Sinema and the senator from West Virginia, they won't go on economic issues with the Democrats. But what it does, for Sinema's standpoint, it was a good move because now that she can run as an independent, she can look at two things in 2024 when she's up by winning in a plurality, and the Republicans may back off to feel she's a better candidate than who the Democrats might nominate.
And it seems like the Democratic Party locally in Arizona is not happy with her, and it seems like she's had some animosity with them for a while. Do you still see them fielding a candidate to run against her?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you get a congressman decide to look at that. But again, I think she was one step of the curve because she, moving from the Democratic Party, would allow her to appear on the ballot in 2024 as an independent.
Now, what does this mean for Jim Manchin? Because he's been in kind of a powerful position because he could get the Democrats to really have to deal with him to get that vote, and it seemed like with Warnock winning that Senate re-election, now they would have the majority, wouldn't have to deal with him. Where does this now put him?
Well, it still puts him in the same position because they don't, what Sinema does and what Manchin might do, though they do get an extra vote, but her becoming an independent, brings it back to where it was prior to November 8th.
And it seems like this mid-term election just doesn't ever really seem to end, does it?
No, in 2022, the election season doesn't end and continues. And even in Massachusetts, we'll have to talk about it someday, the Republicans are one step from being zero in the Massachusetts legislature.
All right, we're going to be keeping an eye on all that and so much more as the time goes on. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
I just want to say Merry Christmas to all of the people who listen to us. But I got an idea we're going to be talking before then.
Well, very likely, very likely. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. That's WATD political analyst John Creed.